This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Supreme Court has now declined to block a vaccine requirement for the state of Maine and healthcare workers. The Justice Stephen Breyer rejected the emergency appeal Tuesday, but left the door open to try again as the clock ticks on Maine's mandate. The state will begin enforcing it October 29th. Workers who do not comply risk losing their jobs. It was the first time the Supreme Court weighed in on a statewide vaccine mandate. The court previously rejected challenges of vaccine requirements for New York City teachers and Indiana University staff and students. Federal regulators are expected to authorize the mixing and matching of COVID-19 booster doses this week in an effort to provide flexibility as the campaign for extra shots expands. The upcoming announcement by the Food and Drug Administration is likely to come along with authorization for boosters of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots, and that follows the okay for third dose for the Pfizer vaccine for many Americans that occurred last month. The move was previewed Tuesday by a U.S. official familiar with the matter who was not authorized to speak publicly ahead of the announcement. The FDA was expected to say that it was using the same brand for a booster was still preferable. Federal agents have been carrying out law enforcement activity at a Washington mansion and New York City townhouse tied to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, who is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Officials would not provide any additional information about the circumstances surrounding their presence or any information about potential investigations involving Deripaska. A spokesperson told reporters that the searches were connected to U.S. sanctions and that the homes didn't belong to him. This is VOA News. The White House confirmed Tuesday that the FBI is part of a coordinated effort to secure the release of a group of American and a Canadian missionary who have been kidnapped in Haiti. The FBI had earlier released a statement about its involvement to free the group kidnapped by a Haitian gang that is demanding $17 million in ransom, approximately $1 million for each person. Attorneys resumed questioning potential jurors Tuesday in the trial of three white men charged with chasing and killing Ahmaud Arbery, with several jury pool members saying they know the defendants or others close to a case that has sparked a national outcry. Father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, are charged with murder and other crimes in the 25-year-old black man's death after cell phone video of the February 23, 2020 killing leaked online 2 months later. By afternoon, the Superior Court judge had not declared anyone qualified to remain in the final group from which the jury will be chosen. At least 14 pool members have been dismissed since jury selection began Monday afternoon. With a centerpiece of U.S. President Joe Biden's climate change strategy all but dashed, Democratic lawmakers headed to the White House Tuesday searching for new ways to narrow, reshape, and swiftly wrap up negotiations on what had been his sweeping $3.5 trillion budget plan. Nearly 20 centrist and progressive lawmakers met in separate groups with Biden as Democrats review a menu of alternative emissions reducing strategies, one of the most crucial issues for voters who support the president and his party, and race to reach an accord on his overall package. Among the climate change fighting proposals being considered are a tax on carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels such as oil and coal, a methane emissions fee, and tax breaks for energy providers who hit certain emissions goals. A U.S. House committee tasked with investigating the January 6th insurrection is moving swiftly to hold at least one of Donald Trump's allies in contempt. That's happening as the former president is pushing back on the probe in a new lawsuit. Trump is aggressively trying to block the committee's work by directing former White House aide Steve Bannon not to answer questions in the probe, while also suing the panel to try to prevent Congress from obtaining the former White House documents. Lawmakers on the House committee say they will not back down as they gather facts and testimony about the attack of Trump's supporters. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.